I'd like to call to order the McDonald Local Board of Education regular meeting for Monday, August 15th, 2016, at 7:04 p.m. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mr. O'Connell?
Here.
Mrs. Harvey?
Here.
Mr. Saganich?
Here.
Mrs. Claes?
Here.
Five board members present.
Could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move on to item four, approve the agenda for the regular meeting of August 15th, 2016.
So moved.
We have a motion by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion?
Yes. Are we going to change some things to approve the agenda for this evening?
Yeah, the executive session will be moved to the end of the meeting at 13. And we also would like to add the contract with Gardner and that information that we'll be going over tonight as exhibits G and H that will be attached onto the meeting's agenda when we put it online. Any further discussion? We can have a roll call to accept the amended agenda.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to item five, student and staff recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a couple of things this evening. I'd mentioned to you last month that we were aware that a number of our teachers had participated in the Summer of Growth program through the Trumbull ESC, and we got that report last week. We had 14 teachers who participated in a number of programs. A lot of them took the program on teaching the 21st Century Gifted Learner, their social studies, curriculum mapping, English and language arts content integration, Google Drive, and a number of them. But I do want to let you know that those 14 teachers were Brian Backer, Stacy Conley, Debbie Krish, Barb Daigle, Danielle DeCellis, Andrea Mason, Amy Dolsack, who took five of those programs, Judy Fideschi, Renee Yiff, took two programs, Chuck Mooney, Lance Rongi, Samantha Rosso, Lori Smith, and Ryan Witowski. Our high school teacher, Bev Winchell Simpson, participated in a three-day program. If you recall, Bev is initiating our financial literacy and education course, which is beginning this year, a requirement for all seniors to take. And she went to Cincinnati, and we received a remarkable letter from the organization that sponsored that. They spent 3 days intense training covering personal finance, spending and planning, saving and investing, global economics, fraud and financial services, enhancing your earning capacity, managing credit and debt, and risk management and insurance. So I know Bev's got a lot that she's going to be able to integrate into. That's a new semester class. We've been able to pull that out of the government class, and when you hear all this stuff, you wonder how we ever were able to teach the government in the limited amount of time. But so I want to thank all of those teachers for their work this summer.
Thank you, Mr. Austin. We'll move on to Item 8, recognition of visitors and audience participation. Mr. Hart, TCTC representative.
Thank you, President. Just a few things. I got the list. Last Thursday was the TCTC board meeting. I got the list of the last of that date of the enrollment for all the programs. This is the final list. It may fluctuate a little bit, but also what I have here for you is a list of all the students from McDonald that are going and programs that they are going to attend. There's 35 from McDonald that are coming, and all the programs that they're attending, whether they're a junior or senior.
Thank you.
And you also see here that there are some ones that are 19. They're in special needs programs. They're allowed to be in school until they're 23. So they can stay there as long as they want, as long as they keep progressing in the particular program. There's one that's 20 years old that's still working on that. Any questions before I bring up the next thing? Okay. The next thing is that at the board meeting, there were a few representatives from other schools that brought this up. It has to do with the ADA, the American Disability Act, and the compliance thereof. It has to do with your website. And I checked ours, and we are not in compliance with that. And it's against the federal law. You have to be in compliance. And what they're talking about, if somebody has a visual disability or a hearing disability, you have to have it on their website that if it's visual, somebody on that website will read it to them off the website. And if it's hearing, it's all printed out for them. And we are not in compliance. TCT was not in compliance. We had two school systems that brought it to everybody's attention about that. So I'll bring it to your attention. The reason they brought it out is somebody from the federal government went to them, that first school, and that's what started the ball rolling. So I don't know if they're going around checking the websites or not. Mr. Ross, and I don't know what they're doing.
Let me look into it first.
So I just thought I'd bring it to your attention to get a jump on it. That's all I have. Any questions?
Thank you. I have one question.
Yeah.
If this is through the federal government, do they subsidize schools' cost of this extra?
I do not know that. I don't know.
My guess would be highly unlikely.
Yeah.
The unfunded mandates have become probably more typical. Yeah.
Good question.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Nobody brought that up about the funded or not in compliance.
It shouldn't be. I don't think it should be. Do we have anybody else wishing to address the board? You can stand up. Yes, if you could stand up and at least tell everybody your name. Yes.
Hi, I'm Donna Shields, and I'm here with some of my fellow sideliners representing our organization. We understand that there will be a levy on the November ballot to build a new stadium and track facility. We're excited about this new endeavor and believe our organization, as well as others, can be an asset in helping to support this levy. It's also understood that there's two possibilities for the possible building of the new facility. We are wondering if there will be a public presentation outlining those proposals before the election in November, so we can help to inform the community and other people in our organization to help support the levy.
Yeah, we're trying to nail down some specifics. So we really, by early September, would want to have a community forum to introduce it. And then I'd be asking members of the community to host, invite me in for a coffee clutch. And we think it would work a lot. Get your message out if sit in a living room with 8 or 10 folks. And so that is the plan. I've talked to Lou Dimitrovich about putting a little slideshow presentation together for the initial meeting, but we do have to have a lot more answers than we have tonight. And we hope to have most of those answers very, very soon. because we certainly have, so we need to start moving on some things.
I think one of the things...
Question.
Yes.
My understanding is this is an operating levy that we're renewing. Am I incorrect in that? So we need to be clear, we need to be absolutely clear that this levy is a renewal of the 10.75 levy at a reduced rate. This is not a levy that is being put on specifically to build a football stadium. This is a renewal of the operating levy that was already in place. Am I correct in saying that?
Semi.
That is correct.
Okay, because
however,
I want to make it clear not a capital improvement levy.
No, this is an operating levy. It is not a bond issue. It is, but as we will be explaining, and as you know, thanks to this community, this district is in very good financial shape to undertake a major, and it's not just a stadium. We're also talking about other improvements, some needed and some wanted to the district. But in order to make that possible and maintain our stability, that the suggestion was to go with the bond issue so that we have that money. If truth of the matter is, if we put that levy up and it doesn't pass, the school district is still solvent. But it goes a long way towards a lot of capital improvements and other improvements.
You probably get five different opinions about this, to be quite honest with you.
What I want to say, though, Tom, is according to the language and according to the legal process, this is a renewal of the operating levy that was passed when we were in fiscal emergency that had been reduced, and we are capping it at a lower rate.
That is correct.
And so when the word is we're putting a levy on to build a football stadium, that is not really a correct answer. Okay, I just want to make sure that we are all clear, because we need to be as transparent as possible with what we're doing here. And I, having been, I guess, the only board member here who was on the board when all of this financial mess happened several years ago, want to make sure that everything is on the up and up here. And I'm extremely adamant that things be put forth in the correct manner. So that being said...
Now, may I talk?
Yes, but please speak loud enough so we can hear.
I can't help it if you can't hear me. I'm sorry. We had the emergency levy done. It expires. They 10.75, they raised to 7.75. We've been paying it for a number of years. The thought of this was, if we look at another area, if we reduce the levy, the levy to 5 points, and if it made it feasible to build this project, it would be something to help subsidize it. We may do it without this. And if it's not going to be used for that, we're going to give it back. There's no other reason. We have enough operating money. Make it perfectly clear. We'll be sitting on how much money in 3 years?
Probably
$12 million. We have more. We're in great shape. But what we're looking at, general idea, is a football complex, a Friday for a first-class track, possibly when the gymnasium down there, a bus garage, there's 38 acres. We didn't buy the property yet. So it's really, the cart's getting before the horse, but because of the time frames, we're trying to prepare for the future today. That's what we're trying to do. There's 38 acres we're looking at, we may not even get it. So that may go to option one without any levy approval at all, right? Mr. Sagans, we talked about that. We may not even need that. So we have a lot of options. But yes, I would say the intent of this was, from our finance committee, was let's prepare if we have an opportunity to help fund this. We want to look at geothermal, maybe wind. We want to look at some things to make it the best in the system. And finally, have parking. Nobody can get a parking spot here. So we're looking at those things. But again, that's all is trying to get information on, really. So it's really, I don't even know if, probably the way the levy is going on is not probably the right way of the structure we would wanted, but it expired and it's expiring, and we had to make some moves. So that's where we're at. And you agree with that? I mean, you guys can make your own comments.
I think, though, and honestly, I don't think Kate and I are in disagreement. There's we are, the goal is to be perfectly transparent.
Oh, absolutely.
So if we can reduce and renew this levy, it puts us in a position to look at projects naturally when, and keep the school district operating at the level in which right now where we are operating. And it makes other decisions, it gives us flexibility with funds to do some major projects. And you know, we all grew up in Northeast Ohio, most of you in McDonald, and so we know when we're talking football that's the big thing everybody hears, and a football and track complex is a part of the discussion. I don't think there's been any secret of that. And then the discussion was, and how do we fund this and keep the district financially solvent and give us the flexibility to do all of these things. And Mr. Johnson spent a lot of time putting some different things together, and we thought that this would be the best route to take.
I think one of the things that we had to look at too, when the you mentioned that the other property came up, it was something that kind of put this project, we had to take a step backward at first and look at our options. And we've discussed that, let's face it, in McDonald, it's landlocked. There's nowhere else where you'd ever find a piece of property like this. So we wanted to make sure that we did our due diligence and had as many conversations, all the work that we need to do to see if that's even a feasible project. If it is, then it's something we want to consider. It could be, as we've discussed, something that we purchase and don't build on, but keep it for the future in case there's a need for something at a later date and a later time. So I know that kind of added another layer to, you know, yeah, we want to improve the facilities, there's no question. The bleachers now in the gym now, I mean, it's just an unbelievable improvement there. We're talking about the lighting in the auditorium. So I want people to know that it's not just sports either that we're looking at. We really want to take those projects that need to be addressed. But some of the areas that we looked at were such as, you know, the lighting at the current facility was scheduled to be addressed right now. But I think we all agreed that it was time to take a step back from that, because if we're even going to consider a new facility, it didn't make sense to put money into a project like that we'd be turning around saying, okay, we're going to do something completely different. You know, seeing that light post at that angle is not a good thing. And so we know that that's not the perfect situation. So I think that's what we're just trying to do, is make sure we do all of our homework before we come out and make that presentation. You know, doing a group presentation we think would be beneficial, but we also found out that most of the time when you bring people together in a group, so if we go into the auditorium, people are hesitant to talk. They don't want to get up, they don't want to tell their feelings. But we've talked about, if we get you guys in small groups, comfortable settings, people's homes, they're around friends, you're likely to get more honest feedback from the community of where we're at and where they like to see us go. So definitely something that we're going to spend a lot of time doing.
Thank you.
And we absolutely do need the assistance of the sideliners of all of the community groups, because this is a community. You know, as the school goes, the community goes. And working together with all of the groups in the community is extremely important to us. But we also want to make sure that we're giving, that we have the information to be able to put out accurately. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you a lot.
Any other audience participation before we move on? Okay. We'll move on to item 9, approval of the board minutes for the regular meeting of July 28th, 2016.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Clace.
Second.
Second by Mr. Saganich. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to number 10, old business. Any old business to bring before the board? With that, we'll move on to 11, new business. A, Finance Committee, Mr. Hannon, Chairperson.
Well, first of all, we have 6 resolutions we hope you support this evening. But the first one is the Treasurer's Financial Report. We've all got the information from the check register, financial summary, and the bank reconciliation. Is there any questions of Mr. Johnson? Because he's the expert, not I. If not, I move to accept the Treasurer's Report as presented.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Hannon. Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. We'll move on to number 2, donation. A resolution to accept a donation from A Electric to donate the necessary material and inspection for installation and wiring by Andrew Harris for the stadium concession area. This donation is approximately $3,580, which is Exhibit A. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? You could just,
this is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
How do we explain this one?
It was about a week and a half ago. I don't think it was Johnny. Okay, someone came over and said, A is in the buildings doing the wiring for the new computer labs, and we never even met anybody from it. Bill, I don't think Bill did you? We were just, they want to, I guess they must know someone from the band boosters and tell them that electricity in the concession stand may be a little dicey. So they said, hey, we'll fix it for you. Donate the time, materials, and labor. And so
that's great.
We'll definitely
awesome.
Be.
We have such a great community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Absolutely.
We should send a note to history.
Yeah, send a note, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
But I
a
hope when the press calls, this is something that should, it's nice when something positive is happening, mm-hmm. not on negative. So I hope.
Maybe some season pass to the football game, something. Thank you. Right?
Lifetime.
Yeah, lifetime. Free hot dog.
Come on, hot dog.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to number 3, Treasurer's Bond. A resolution to approve the Treasurer's Bond for the period of August 1st, 2016 through August 1st, 2017. In the amount of $100,000 at a cost of $263. See Exhibit B. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
Standard practice. Do this every year, standard practice.
Standard practice, yeah. You're required to keep a treasurer's bond, and it's for the period of the treasurer's contract, and which is unknown at the time. We're going to do it for a year.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. A resolution to pay the following McDonald police officers a sum of $25 per hour for campus patrol for the McDonald Local School District for all student days for the 2016-2017 school year, as listed below. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Abstain.
4 yes, 1 abstention.
Motion carried. We'll move on to number 5, waste removal contracts. A resolution to approve waste management to provide waste removal services and containers to the district for 3 years effective September 1st, 2016. See Exhibits C and D. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved as presented.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Sackett?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. 6, the SF-14H tuition billing. Resolution to accept the proposal and agreement from Timothy O'Keefe to research and prepare tuition billing for Court Place students for the McDonald Local School District for the 2016-2017 school year. See Exhibit E. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion.
I'm sort of lost at this. I've read the proposal, but I don't understand what this means.
Well, we employed the services of this gentleman last year, and what happens is, all across the state, school districts have students court placed into our district, and Mrs. Fosicek does a wonderful job with EMIS. It catches most of them, but a lot of times when people come, we don't get all of the paperwork. This gentleman is a retired administrator out of Mentor, and he gains access to our file and is able to go in and finds little things that tell him this could be a court-placed child, which means that the district of this child's parents is responsible to pay. I believe he found 10 or 12 students last year. And that's a significant amount, and we pay him 10% of the monies that we bring in for him.
And the nice part there is, if he finds nothing, he receives nothing.
If he finds no students, then he doesn't get paid.
Some of the challenges, even if a kid's originally court placed with you, the parent could change their res, and you might not know that. They might have lived in your district, but they might move out, and you have no idea. So.
And then
you continue to pay.
The other thing you need to know is that in some court, many court papers, actually they should, as a family law practitioner, they should be saying which school district is to pay for the child's mm-hmm. education. And we should be doing our due diligence. If a child is not with their natural parents, we should be getting the legal custody paperwork to ensure that.
Absolutely.
And we should be looking at that.
But it doesn't
but
always come, yes.
This doesn't,
And a lot of times, the other thing that happens is, once the court makes a placement, the child could end up, could be attending a different school district. Then the custodial guardians, foster parents, whoever, move into McDonald, and we don't know that there's another district responsible to pay. On at least one occasion last year, this gentleman did track down the parent of a child. That parent refused, and you have to get some cooperation with the parent. That parent refused to acknowledge that they lived in another community, and so we didn't get money for that child. The child legally attends McDonald schools, but we don't get money for him because we don't get it from the. Once the court makes the decision, they won't go back and revisit. We actually have to go through the Ohio Department of Education fiscal area in order to get the funding from the state.
Mr. Saganich had it right. It's almost like a bounty hunter that employee to go out and find it out. Yeah. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to B, Personnel Committee. Mr. Saganich, chairperson. Any report?
No report this evening.
Then we'll move on to number 1, classified 1-year limited contracts for 2016-2017. resolution to hire the following classified personnel on a one-year limited contract for the 2016-2017 school year. See Exhibit F. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Saganich. Second by Mrs. Clace. Should that not be your recommendation, district superintendent, and the personnel committee?
Yes.
I got it. Just for the record, it should be upon recommendation of the district superintendent. It's incorrectly listed as recommendation treasurer. Of the district treasurer. Yeah, I think it is too, so I'll try to make sure I read it differently as we go through. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hand?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried.